another shorty edition. This is our shorty for November.
Ugh. Yep.
Oi.
Almost, here we go again. Almost there.
We're almost to the finish line. It's clear. Yeah. It's in sight.
What's that one meme, though, that's like, instead of it being like, you know, 1-1-2021, it's like 13-1-2020 or whatever, like January, uh-huh. It's continuing or something. I'm God. Oh, God.
Well, for real, like as like in the middle of the year, I was like, oh, can't wait for 2021. Now that we're almost to 2021, I'm like, nah, get ready for some more bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. Mm. This one's a marathon, guys, not a sprint. And God damn, has definitely felt like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I do hold out hope that 2021 will be better, but the bar is low, my dudes. So, like, how much better? I don't know. I don't know.
I got my fingers crossed for a new president, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. God. I'm starting to get hopeful, you guys. That makes me scared. Mm-hmm. Hope is scary. Girl.
Don't you get hopeful.
You smack it down. No.
No.
One day at a time. You know, today I finished up my paperwork. Finally, like 3 years later? But, you know, better late than never.
Man, I can't wait to come back and quarantine and have that divorce party.
Oh, yeah. Oof. It's big. It's going to be, I had no idea. She was like, I'm so sorry, we're running behind right now, so you probably won't hear anything for 4 weeks. I was like, holy shit, I'll get to know in 4 weeks?
Yeah, you're like, I've waited 2 years. Here we go. I mean, honestly, yeah, I'll make you a tiered cake. We're going to drink so much.
Oh, shit. Yes. Mm. I love
it's
it.
Gonna be that kind of party. I'm gonna put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh God!
Well, are you guys ready for your would you rather?
Yes.
Yes. What you got for us?
All right. Would you rather inherit $100,000 or inherit the key to and the contents of one random safety deposit box at a Swiss bank?
Nope, 100,000. I get so angry at Let's Make a Deal every fucking time I watch it. Go for the sure thing. Go for the sure thing. Or else that's you're going to get it like a fucking goat. Or maybe you'll get like, you know, Nazi shit. No.
Oh, no. Get
100,000 is a sure thing. Yeah.
In a Swiss bank. Though, like, who's putting a goat in a Swiss bank?
I don't know. Swiss people. Not everybody in Switzerland is rich. You might get, like, I don't know, Kronenbergs or whatever their currency is.
Oh,
like,
God.
Isn't that the Nazi currency?
I have no idea, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
got a sure thing with 100 G's.
Look, you're talking to a broke bitch, so I'm on the same page. I'm like, do you know what I could do with $100,000?
I've like, already thought about it.
So much. So yeah. I'm kind of with you. I'm like, go with the sure thing for real. And yeah, will there be a twinge of disappointment if you find out that there were, you know, $2 million if the Hope Diamond was in that security box?
Right.
Like, sure. But you know what?
No, that's not my luck.
You got $100,000 more than you had yesterday. So
that's right.
Take it as a win and keep it moving.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Don't look back.
I cannot watch Let's Make a Deal because I get way too anxious about it and way too upset for people that had a good prize and chose to like just wing it. What's behind door number two? And it turns out to be a donkey or something. Oh my God.
Y'all, I mean, like, y'all know how I gamble, right? Like, I'm the one in Vegas who's like, I can't lose money, right? Like, so I'm so cautious about stuff like that. So I'm the same way. I'm like, look, if I was loaded, then sure, I'd feel more inclined to take risks, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like even if I was loaded, and I feel like Keegan, you're the same way. Even if you were loaded, you'd probably always have that little twinge of like, this is my budget and I'm going to stick within it. You know? The budget may be a little bit bigger, but you're like, I'm only going to gamble with this much money. And
I have
that's
poverty
it.
PTSD. Okay.
Yeah,
right. Like, all of us do, I think. Anytime you've been in a position where you were like so poor.
Yeah.
Ever since then, you're like, you know what? I'm always going to have a savings account. I'm always going to have a safety net. I cannot, you know.
Well, and it makes it difficult too to like actually like I have got to talk myself into, and I know we've had this conversation before, like buying legitimately nice things, like a nice pair of jeans that costs money, but
still have never done it. Not gonna lie.
Dude, oh, I've wait, only one time. Recently started looking at clothes that were not like Forever 21 and Target. Like, well, seriously, girl. Like I'm like, oh, maybe I'll dabble in Express.
Yeah. Fast fashion being terrible for the environment and really everything is. Like that. I've been trying, like, and Cassie, you and I have talked about Rent the Runway and other.
I'm stuck on it, man.
There's
I went back to it.
So many companies like that are recycling and should definitely do it. But more than that, I'm like reading all these different blogs about like the five things you should have in your wardrobe that fit you perfectly, that are really expensive because they're really well made and well tailored. And I'm thinking, that's a good investment. You know, like,
I mean, I have a capsule wardrobe pretty much. Like, anything can go with anything. It's very intermixable. It's very small. The problem is that because it's a capsule wardrobe, it mostly consists of like black, tan, you know, neutrals.
But I love a neutral. I really do. The older I get, the more I lean hard into neutrals, for real.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But when you want to mix it up, it makes it hard. So for me, that's why I like Rent the Runway, because then I can like throw in some like crazy print or something fun, you know, into my routine.
Play with really fun stuff. I mean, also, I would say as I get older, like what I want to do when this goddamn pandemic is over is find a tailor that I really like and invest in a really good tailor. Because I feel like, if you have items of clothing that fit you perfectly, are like tailored for you, then you don't need as many things.
Correct.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And for me, I'm the same way as you, Keegan. The older I get, the more like neutrals I want, like 100% of the time. And in fact, I've become more, this is so weird, I've been thinking about how, you know how when you watch movies about the future, everyone's always wearing a uniform? I so wish that was the case.
No, I don't. You want to Steve Jobs it?
Yeah.
You know, just like wear a black turtleneck every single day?
Yeah, I actually would be completely fine with that.
Oh,
do you know
God,
actually
no.
what I would
you
go back to?
You went to Catholic school, that's why.
I did. Yeah. I hate thinking about clothes. But I did start watching Queen's Gambit on Netflix. And I swear to God, this chick wears cigarette pants like no one's business. And I was like, oh my God, is there
anything
more class?
I fucking love a cigarette pant.
Thank you.
No,
thank
they're
you.
Perfect.
They're perfect on like everybody. They look so good.
Because really, like, I don't feel like they should be perfect on me because I carry a lot of shit in my thighs. But
same.
Like, they work. Somehow
they work.
They work. They're
work.
Like the
I've
magical
never
traveling
seen,
pants.
They are just, I'm like, I have to go. Now I have to go find a pair of cigarette pants because I'm like, they're classic.
Pin-up girl. Pin-up girl clothing has like, and they're expensive. You know, they're like, you know, over $100 or whatever, but they're nice. And the quality of pin-up girl clothing is worth it. This is not an ad. They're not paying us. They should be.
Exactly. Well, hey, do you guys want to hop into stories?
Sure. Sounds good. Who wants to go first?
Okay. I will pull one up. I got this from Reddit. Okay. We were driving around looking for a place to grab lunch. I keep suggesting all these restaurants and he shoots all my ideas down. I jokingly suggest the Subway and Walmart. He's for it. Soon as we get our sandwiches, he says,
Anthony, is that you?
He loves to eat fresh. He says every night he dreams, he's fighting demons and he knows the dreams are real because he wakes up with bite marks.
Oh, honey. Wait, goodbye.
What? Huh?
Sorry. I'm not inviting that shit into my home.
Wait. What?
I'm not inviting that into my vagina. You can take
that
with you.
Take your freaking possessed ass home. On the way home, he asked if I wanted to hunt ghosts with him.
Nah.
Not with you. Like, not with you, my dude.
No, thank you.
Okay. This one is also from Reddit. One time I went to a film festival type thing with a pseudo intellectual guy, and he wanted to leave halfway through the film because he didn't like it. Admittedly, it was shitty and a documentary about bicycles or something, but keep in mind this was our first date.
I mean, okay, let's go.
You know what though? A well done documentary can make you interested in anything, for That's real. So
absolutely true. I've seen some weird ass shit.
We went back to his place to hang, and he started talking about how sad he was. He just wanted to cuddle all night, which was cool, but his sadness was really not a turn on. But then he was like way too cuddly and sad for our first date ever. Then he started giving me all of his shit.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, like, no.
Like,
this
I brought
is not
up
a therapy appointment.
It's first of all, sad boys. That's why I picked this one, because I'm like, this is a sad boy, sad boy.
Christina, is this you? Rating this in.
But then also, like, this made me laugh. He started giving me all of his shit. Like, I brought up the antidepressants he was on, and he gave me a sample of some new ones his doctor gave him. I complimented his ashtray, and that and he made me take it. He gave me his wallet. I don't even know why.
What? Oh, no.
What?
I never talked to him again because he was a fragile emotional mess, and I thought he got the hint, until about a year later he hit me up and apologized for never calling back because he was in jail.
Oh no.
What?
I had a new guy at that point. But he just kept calling and texting and got my house phone number and would call my mother asking for me.
No.
Not fun.
No.
Oh, my God. Did she Snoopy pants what he went to jail for? Stalking?
I don't know.
Murder?
She didn't say. Right? She didn't say. But I just think, like, what's wrong with you that you're just giving away shit in your house?
Maybe because he knew he was going to jail. He's like, I don't need my wallet in jail.
I don't need this anymore.
Oh, you guys, I can't wait to tell you this fucking story. Are you? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
Yeah, done.
Oh, okay, cool. Prepare yourselves.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It was not a date, to me at least. I was invited to dinner and a movie by my physical therapist after completion of a long-term treatment after a car accident. I get to her house and a party is in progress. It's our engagement party. She had told her whole family that we had been dating and now we're getting married.
Shut your mouth.
They even had a banner with our names on it. I
spent
walked
some
out
coin on that. Oh,
by the way, I'm gay.
Story
process that
everything. Banners. Surprise engagements. Gay.
What would you do? What would you do? A surprise engagement.
Oh my.
Wow.
That's terrifying.
It's actually very scary. I feel like I'd have to move.
911.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, if you're that, like, you know, if you're engaged, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know, if you've been dating somebody.
Like, he didn't even know it was a date, let alone, oh my God. He didn't pick up on any of the clues that this chick was into him, which is even scarier.
Right.
Oh my God. Wow.
Wow.
I'm concerned.
Can you fucking imagine?
No, I don't want to. Oh my God. Okay, well, here we go. It's a little shorty. She was a Jehovah's Witness and I didn't know. I was 16 years old and came to watch a movie Twilight had just released on DVD at her house. She was weird and had like 30 Aragorn and Edward from Twilight posters. She
Wait,
was,
but she's 16?
Yeah.
That tracks. That
exactly.
Tracks.
Yeah. I was just going to say. She was obsessed with vampires and constantly nibbled at my neck, making out with too much tongue. During this,
sounds like me when I was 16.
Sounds like 16.
Let's be honest.
During this, her puppy started humping my leg and wouldn't stop. And then her father would shove his head inside the room every 3 minutes just to be certain we didn't do anything.
Oh, God. Oh my God. Your daughter is trying to bite my neck off. That's what's happening right
Everybody's
now, sir.
Everybody's trying to hump me in this room.
Yes. Dude, question. What does her being Jehovah's Witness have to do with any of that?
I know. It had nothing. Nothing at
maybe,
all.
Maybe he was just surprised that she was Jehovah's Witness and like and so into vampires and stuff.
Yeah, that does seem weird.
And I was like trying seems to hump non-sequitur. Him. Hump him in her house. You know what I mean?
Oh. So. Okay. This one's pretty short, but it made me laugh. It made me laugh. Okay. This was from the Reddit, the subreddit about like waiters and waitresses.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Talking
great.
About like
love
things
it.
That they've seen, which is the best.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Couple comes in on Valentine's Day. No reservation. They get seated at the bar, order some drinks and apps, and are sitting there chatting and laughing. Seems pretty normal. After finishing their apps, the guy... I'm sorry. This is mean. The guy drops to one knee and pulls out a ring. Girl,
no.
Girl immediately shuts him down. He didn't Whoa. So much as get a word out before she's saying, nope, 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 grabs her oh. coat off the back of the chair and is putting it on, still saying, nope, 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 over and over, practically runs out of the place, does not look back.
Oh, wow.
I'm
no.
sorry, it's so mean that I'm laughing, but I can just imagine like this girl. Nope, nope, oh, nope, no. nope, 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 nope,
well,
nope.
What
nope.
if it was just like a first or a second date or something like that? You know what
oh,
I mean?
She was like, Lord. Absolutely not.
She literally noped right out of there.
Mm-hmm, she noped right the fuck out. Goodbye. Oh,
God. Nope on a rope.
Wow.
Out. All right. Well. Mine is bullet points, and I got my stories from Ask Men. I like to go to Ask Women and Ask Men every once in a while for some good shorties. This one's in bullet points. Starts out, this was a bad date that was maybe a year and a half so ago. Bullet point one. Started the evening by saying, oh, so you're like a strong three? And when I jokingly responded, so a four, she reaffirmed, nah, a strong three.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, savage.
Bullet point two. After the cashier at the restaurant made a mistake calculating the bill and accidentally overcharged us for some drinks, she said, aren't your people supposed to be good at math?
Oh, shit.
We
oh.
were at a Mexican restaurant. So not even being awfully racist, it wasn't even the correct hateful stereotype. Also, oh my the God. Dude was white.
How can you be racist and also wrong in your racism?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
After sorting that out, I suggested that we just split the bill 50-50, as I had had a pretty bad time and didn't want to expect a second date, to which she responded, it's your treat, and walked out Whoa. To wait for me on the sidewalk.
Look you at know the what? Big balls.
That's what I was about God. To say. I was like, she sounds Damn. Terrible, but
yep.
you almost have to admire somebody who is that ballsy.
Oh, well, and racist, Jesus.
My
Outside,
Lord.
She suggested that we go back to her place. And despite her being very attracted, I was like, nah, man, sorry. And she began screaming, demanding I go back with her and complaining that I had just wasted her whole night.
Wow.
Next, I bail and ditch her, go home to tell my housemates of the disaster. After telling the story to one of them, she says, strong three. Dude, that's terrible. You're like not a strong thing. You're like a weak five.
Oh, God.
So a fucking four. Just say a four.
Oh, my God. A weak five.
Oh,
no. God damn. God. Everybody in your life is ruthless.
I know. Oh. Ouch. Oh, my God. And you know what works for a lot of people? Like, if you want to get them into bed, start screaming at them and demanding that they do.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's always...
will have sex with me.
You guys, I mean, I think I would lock myself in my house and get, like, six more cats if I went on a date and somebody called me a strong three to my face. Mm. To my face.
Savage.
Just call me a four.
So, like, a four.
No. A strong three.
Damn.
Well, hey, if you guys have stories, we're definitely looking for them, holiday stories, be they short or long. Make sure to go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworststatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.